The world needs a wage rise, and you'll only get that by working with Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has released a report showing that global unemployment is on the increase and that government austerity programs are worsening the situation. Philip Jennings is the General Secretary of UNI, the Global Union Federation for Skills and Services. He told the media when the ILO report was released that it's time for government and business leaders to work with the labor movement to solve the problems caused by the economic crisis.
The World Jobs Report came out, 200 million unemployed. There's a 69 million job gap. A third of the people who've been unemployed have been unemployed for more than 1 year, and 78 million young people. We ain't going to fix this with a private equity business model, I'm afraid. I want to see a call to action on jobs, on sharing the wealth and investment. It's time to put the money that's sitting in those cash mountains to work. People are desperate to work. They are looking for quality jobs and a decent wage. The world needs a pay rise. We have a record level of unemployment in Europe. It's time to change the model. Austerity is not doing what they said it was going to do. It's not improving employment opportunities. It's not improving investment. It's not helping the business climate. We want to put business to work. We want to put that cash mount into work. And then we will have a much better horizon for business and for working people. So they have to work with the trade union movement. Why has Germany succeeded? Why did they weather the storm? Because they worked with the labor movement. They kept people in work. They put young people to work. They continued their apprenticeship programs. They were ready when we had that glimmer of light 2 years ago. They were ready. We have to work with the labor movement. The US Chamber of Commerce, change tack. An American worker doesn't get a fair shake at the place of work. There is an assault on them. There's fear in the workplace. And there's no opportunity to organize. The NLRB has been weakened and diluted. There's not a fair opportunity to organize. Give me a fair chance, I'll organize Walmart tomorrow. You saw what happened on the streets of America last year when the Walmart workers said, we've had enough. Look at where the wealth has gone in the United States of America. Look at where all that wealth has floated to the top. The 1% has won, and there's 0.1% has accumulated enormous wealth. The American worker hasn't had a real wage increase for 40 years. How are you going to get demand back in the economy? How are we going to get private equity back to work? How are you going to get it back to work without improving aggregate demand? We can fix this. You give us an opportunity, give us a seat at the table, we can fix this. In France, 21 million work contracts, 13 million for 1 month duration. What certainty can you give to business, to an economy, when a French worker doesn't know where the money's coming from 4 weeks from today? That's no solution. Labour, management, working together, based on respect, recognition, a seat around the table, we can fix this.